Logan Mankins joins us, as he does every Patriots Friday. Good to see you.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Is this a locker room strong enough that any, and I'll use Michael's term, any knucklehead that the coaches decide to bring in here would have a hard time being a knucklehead here?
I don't know. I like to think it is, but you don't know that guy's personality. I don't know him at all, so I couldn't comment on him. But if someone's going to be a pain in the ass, they're going to be a pain. So I don't know if you can totally stop them. I think they have to buy into what your team is preaching and what you want to do.
And it's a matter of buying in as opposed to you or Matt Light or Richard Seymour or Teddy Bruschi going up to a guy saying, hey, you need to calm down. Either they buy in or not. It's not your job to go up to him and preach to him, right?
Yeah, no matter what you say to a guy or what you do to him, it's up to him if he really wants to be a part of the team and do what the team is doing. So if he just wants to be lazy and not work with the team or go against the rules of the team, it's totally up to that player.
Let's go back to the play, because on my television screen, you seemed more frustrated than anybody else. Fourth and a yard, and you guys convert. Your coach is calling timeout as he's running down the field. You, of course, don't know that. You're running the play. And you seemed a little frustrated by it. Was your frustration that the timeout was called, or what was it? I saw you pounding the turf there.
Yeah, they said we called timeout, and of course I knew we got the first down, and I was pounding the turf because I was disappointed that we had run the play and then we had called timeout before the play was run. But Bill, he saw something that he didn't like, so he called timeout. And as us as players, we're always frustrated if we accomplished something or made it happen and then it gets taken back. So we're frustrated, but that's how it goes sometimes. Last year the Ravens did that and it worked for us, and then this year we did it, so it worked against us.
What's it like out there generally? Wes Welker's here too. You both can answer this. When you have a fourth and one situation, and you see it all the time, a quarterback's looking over at the sideline saying, stay on, keep the kicking team off. We're going to go for it. Is it just a quarterback saying, let's go for it, or are you guys saying, is it receivers and offensive linemen saying, damn it, we can do this. Let's go for it.
Most of the time, yeah. We think we can always get a yard. And the other night was the same way, and especially against the Colts, you feel you can always get a yard inside because they're a lot lighter than every other defensive line. They're lighter than we are, so we feel we could always push them for a yard. And most of the time, we're going to get a yard. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but most of the time, we will.
What do you say, Wes?
Yeah, I think being on the offensive side of the ball, in those type of situations, obviously, the coaches are going to, make the calls that they think are in the best interest of the team and things like that. But as an offense, you're always wanting to, stay on the field and finish drives and finish with touchdowns and things like that.
You look 15 years younger. What happened? Did you lose a bet or something or what? I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad look, but,
Yeah, no, I find that razor caught a hold of me in my sleep or something, man. I don't know what happened. But on rare occasion, it catches me like that every once in a while.
I understand. I know what it's
Ben
like.
Ben Watson is
caught
here
my
well.
Head a while ago.
Help us out with how the actual game plan worked on Sunday night, because you'd go to the line of scrimmage. If the safeties were way off, you'd run a lot of those draw plays, a lot of those little delay running plays that were working great for you. If the safeties were up, I guess you'd throw it. Ben, was that the sort of call that Matt was actually making at the line of scrimmage based on what he saw the safeties doing? Oh, we got to hit that button right
there. Oh, got a rookie here.
Am I on?
We got one.
I'm on.
Go ahead,
okay.
Tap it.
All right, there we go. Check, 1, 2, 3, all right. Definitely, we go into a lot of games with different checks. Depending on what the defense gives us, because you never know exactly what they're going to give. You have an idea, and as you saw in that game, there was a lot of checking going on at the line, and I think Matt did a good job of managing that, because it's tough. He's lining up there. You only have however many seconds, and you got to make those decisions. So a lot of plays, we play a lot of plays change within a few seconds when the ball snaps.
Logan, you talked earlier about the Colts and how on the defensive line they're a little smaller or a lot smaller than you guys. You see any similarities between the Colts and the Bills? The Bills are one of those quick, fast defenses. Are they a little smaller too?
No, they got some beef up front. They added Stroud this year. He's a very big player, and Kyle Williams is playing very well this year. He's improved a great deal, and they got good defensive ends. But their linebackers are similar to the Colts, where they're fast. They get downhill. They run sideline to sideline. So they do a lot of the same things, but they got a lot more meat up front.
Is this the sort of game plan, and you're not going to tell us all the details.
Surely will.
Nor do I expect you to. But you've had the ability to kind of change things up as you need to. They've got some injuries on defense. It looks like they're having a little trouble putting pressure on the quarterback right now just based on personnel they can put on the field. Do you expect that their game plan changes because of some of their personnel issues right now, Wes?
To me, I don't really see that happening all that much, maybe in a few situations. But for the most part, you know, they all season they've ran what they've ran. And you know, a lot like the Colts in a lot of respects, they run what they run, and they run it well. And, they'll have a few wrinkles, you know, in there for us, I'm sure. But for the most part, you know, we're looking to see, the same things we've been seeing on film, but always be ready for anything else they may bring up.
For guys who have been through this before, and I'm sure all of you have at this point in your careers, game on Sunday, game on Thursday, what's that week like, and what's the after effect like of playing two games so quickly, so close together?
Ben, we'll let you start.
I'll start. It's definitely going to be tough, but it's something that, every team has to go through a little bit. Cleveland played last night, and they had a short week. And, it's just something you deal with the way the league is now, the exposure that teams are getting nationally with the games. You've got to do that quick turnaround sometimes. On the flip side, if you can get past it, then you get a couple days on the backside. So there's some, risk and reward there. But, as soon as we get done with this game, it'll be on to the next one.
Is there ever any, and I know your concentration is on the Bills, but because of the compressed schedule, do you do work for the next game as well, Logan, or is it strictly Bills here?
Strictly Bills. The coaches, they might do a little game plan in when they have some extra time, but as players, it's just strictly Bills this week. But we're kind of lucky because the Jets, we know them so well. We play them twice a year, so we got lucky in that aspect that coming into a short week, we're going against a team we play quite a bit.
It's a really X's and O's inside football question.
They're all waving them out.
Okay.
They are waving them out.
Well, I have to save my X. I have a brilliant question. I have to save it for next week.
We got
to
work on the Bills.
Yeah, we're going to go.
I can't tell.
Write it down.
I'm going to keep it close.
Leave it in Wes's locker, if you would, at the
That's
end
what
of the
that
day.
Was, actually, that was my question. I was going to ask about the Halloween party.
Again.
Yeah, it's definitely time for us to go then.
Yeah, that it is. Thanks, you guys. They're all waving to us out through the glass.
Gotta go, gotta go.
These guys have got to go to work. Good to see you guys. Thanks. Wes Welker, Logan Mankins, Ben Watson, our Patriots Friday guys.
All right, guys.
They got to. If we don't let them go at this moment, they will not score two extra touchdowns this Sunday.
Or we have to pay their fines.